State Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville hopes there will be a final vote this week on a bill to expand the state's controversial Education Achievement Authority. That's a state-run authority meant to turn around some of Michigan's lowest-performing schools. Right now, the EAA runs 15 schools in Detroit. This legislation would pave the way for it to expand up to 50 schools statewide. Here to talk more about this is Michigan Public Radio Network's Lansing reporter, Jake Neer. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Cindy.
So there still is a lot of opposition to this legislation in Lansing, isn't there?
Well, anytime you're talking about the state coming in and taking over local school districts, of course, you're going to get a lot of pushback. If you ask any Democrat almost in the legislature, save for one or two, you know, they'll tell you this is a failed experiment, that the EAA has done a poor job, that students are leaving in droves, and that, you know, they're not financially viable. There's questions about student safety. And then there are also some Republicans who are concerned about, you know, the state, again, coming into their local school district and taking over the schools that, you know, that their constituents' kids go to. But, of course, there's a lot of support. This is the governor's probably number one education priority right now in the legislature. And so there's plenty of Republicans who are on board with this. It's just going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Most of the votes that have taken place have been very, very close.
You know, in fact, Senate Democrats, I know, held their own hearing. It was an unofficial hearing, but they had testimony from teachers and parents and students, and that painted a very, very critical picture of the EAA in schools. Like you said, education run amok. How are EAA officials responding to all of this?
Well, you know, they say that there have been accusations of students being actually hit, physically struck by teachers from former teachers. That was one of the teachers that testified yesterday at that hearing you mentioned. And they say they haven't had any reports of that, and they're not aware of any abuse or physical problems in their schools. And they say that students are doing better. I mean, most of those who have looked at the MEEP scores, the standardized test scores, say that they're mixed. But the EAA, the officials there say, well, if you look at it in a certain way, you can see students improving that weren't improving when these schools were part of the Detroit Public Schools. So it depends on who you ask, I guess, with these numbers. But, you know, they say the students are doing better, and we should expand it.
And what does Senator Richardville say about all this criticism?
Well, he says that, you know, it's not a perfect solution. He says the EAA may have its problems, but at the same time, we can't just not do anything. We have to come in and figure something out so that these students aren't just stuck in failing schools. Here's another piece that he had to say to reporters yesterday after that unofficial hearing from Democrats.
It's not like we're going to do this and then walk away for the next 10 years and say, I hope this works. I mean, the people in the education community and the people in the education committee are on those committees because they have a passion for educating children and realize the importance of it. They're not just going to turn their heads if we do something. I think they would be very involved in making sure that there were positive results. And if not, make changes.
So, of course, he says that, you know, the state is going to have to take an active role in making sure that, you know, that this is not education run amok if they do expand it.
And now we've got House Bill 4369. It's been passed by the House, and it's been tweaked a few times. What if the Senate can't agree to the language in 4369 House bill?
Well, we just had a kind of an impromptu session with Richardville's spokesperson, Amber McCann, after today's session. And she said that if, you know, they really want a vote on Thursday on this bill, but they don't want to make changes to it because that would send it back to the House for a third House vote on this. And they don't see there's any appetite in the House to take this up again. So if they can't agree on the language that the House sent over recently on this bill, then Amber McCann says that maybe it's time to just start from scratch again and start a completely new bill.
How popular, Jake, is this bill among the GOP caucus?
Well, again, Amber McCann, Senator Richardville's spokesperson, said that among caucus members, this is more popular than expanding Medicaid under Obamacare, but it's less popular than right to work. So I don't know how much of a sense that gives you, but both of those did pass. So, you know, keep that in mind.
There we go. Jake Neer, Lansing reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. As always, thanks, Jake.
Thanks so much, Cindy.